At 6:06, we have a few clouds this morning and 39 degrees. We should warm to 50 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The first of nine City of Tulsa town halls on potential projects for the renewal of the Fix Our Streets program brings out residents of District 4. University of Tulsa student Stephen Place is one of just many who came to lobby for better biking and pedestrian infrastructure.
If we invested a lot in bike lanes, you'd see a lot more people out on bikes. It'd be a lot safer. You'd have fewer accidents. More people would be active and out in the city rather than just in their cars.
An estimated $800 million will be allocated to street maintenance and repair, as well as projects ranging from improvements at the zoo to stormwater and flood control. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation approving a $41 million contract for a bridge over the Arkansas River at Tulsa. The bid, accepted yesterday, is for construction of the eastbound Interstate 244 bridge across the Arkansas River. The span will be next to the westbound bridge that is now nearly complete. The work will begin in about 4 months, and it should take about 2 years to complete. The Tulsa School Board decides to place a $38 million bond issue on the ballot. The funds would go toward technology upgrades. Tulsa School Bond Project Director Bob Labasse says it would increase property taxes by $3.38 a month for each $100,000 of assessed value of property.
It's a happy meal at McDonald's every month. It's a very minimal increase. We've tried to minimize that. We realize the impact on taxpayers, but we also know that we have needs that we need to address.
If approved in May, Broken Arrow, Jinx, Union, and Sand Springs would still have higher millage rates than Tulsa. It is on to the full house for a measure that would allow school districts to do full background checks on volunteers. The bill is from Rush Springs Democrat Joe Dornman.
Oklahoma currently does not allow that. Therefore, schools do not have the opportunity to do the fingerprint background check on volunteers. So this bill simply will give that authorization to the schools.
The checks are not mandatory under the bill. Such checks are required, however, for paid staff. Also at the Capitol, the Oklahoma Treasurer Ken Miller says overall revenue collections dipped slightly in February for just the fifth time in the last 12 months. Miller released figures yesterday showing that gross receipts to the state's treasury were lower than those from the same month of the previous year. A new regional law enforcement training facility is being built in Tulsa, and it will be named after the current sheriff, Stanley Glanz.
A deal to purchase land at the U.S. Shooting Academy range at 66th Street North is finalized, and Sheriff Glanz says the plan is for it to become a regional training facility for area law officers and agents.
We're acquiring half the USA Shooting Academy ranges, and part of that, there's quite a bit of land with the ranges, and we're going to build a facility for training on that location.
Glanz hopes construction will begin within 6 months. Tulsa County leaders have officially named the new facility the Sheriff Stanley Glanz Law Enforcement Training Center. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, it's going to be windy and cool today. There is an elevated fire threat this afternoon. We should have a high of 50. It'll be clear and cold tonight, 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high of 51. National Weather Service radar shows a few sprinkles to the east of Tulsa, also heavier rain showers in southeastern Oklahoma. Right now in Tulsa, we do have a few clouds and 39 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.